Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless everybody. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us, and we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen, your paper. Feel free to take notes, to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameed would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameed.
Let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to come together one more time. We thank you, O God, for every listener who tuned in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. O God, we thank you for this opportunity to call upon your holy name. Lord, we ask that you will have mercy upon us and search our hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will stop by for just a little while and bless us tonight with the blessings that we stand in need of. Lord, we are asking you to move by your power, O God,
Jesus,
that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer and be merciful unto us, O Lord, and forgive us for our shortcomings, Lord. Forgive us for things in our hearts that we're not even aware of and take them away from us, O God. Whatever you're not pleased with, Lord, take it away in the name of Jesus. We are asking you, Lord God, to send your word tonight and let your word have free course. Let your word go forth, O God, and minister to every listener. Oh, Lord, bless the speaker for tonight. Send your anointing, oh, God. Touch and anoint her body. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, my Lord. We ask, God, that you will speak through her, Lord, and have your way. And, Lord, we pray for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord, we ask that you will touch, heal, deliver, save, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, do wonders and work miracles. Move in the hospitals. Go up and down each corridor and visit every room, Lord Jesus. Make your holy visitation right now. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, and we can't do anything without you. We are asking you to do it for us right now. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that you will save dying souls everywhere, Lord. Look on the souls of men. Lord, you know everything about us. You created us, and you know who we are. And we are asking for mercy. Oh, Lord God, not our will, but let your holy will be done. Fix it for us, Lord. Work it out for us. Encourage our heart, Lord. Lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameed. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 125th number of Psalms. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart. As for such as turned aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. Peace shall be upon Israel. Thank the Lord for the reading of the entire 125th number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7000. 7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Bill Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice. Title one school, and one is O-N-E, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street. That's in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And added to our prayer list is Latricia Blackshear, and she wants the Lord to save her. And we want to pray for Crawford West and the youth that they may be in the right environment. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our youth prayer list, for India West, for Lyric and Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, for India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen. And for on our general prayer list, we want to continue to pray for Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Steve Allen Jr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmonds Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, the Breathed Darius family, the Breathed Holmes family, Edie Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond, and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have. Right now we're going to ask if our own evangelist Cynthia Edmond would give us a selection. God bless you, evangelist Cynthia.
Praise God. Thank God for another opportunity to sing unto the Lord. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. I hear those joy bells. Joy bells. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells, joy bells, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. I hear those joy bells, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Oh, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. I hear those joy bells, joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Joy bells keep ringing. 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 Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. I hear those joy bells ringing in my soul. I hear those joy bells, joy bells keep ringing in my soul.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Joy bells keep ringing in my soul. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. Thank Him for the opening scripture. Praise God. And that, I tell you, that word of God is right. If you put your trust in the Lord according to the word of God, He shall be as Mount Zion that shall not be moved. And I'm encouraged. Thank God for the gospel truth broadcast for all of you who are tuned in on tonight. And my soul is happy. Joy of the Lord is our strength. We need to have that joy on the inside. Then we can hear joy bells ringing in our souls. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, test, trial, temptation, whatever it is, if you hear the joy bells ringing, glory to God. You know you can make it with the help of the Lord. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to get ready for the word of God. So let us turn our hearts and minds toward hearing from God. And without further ado, I introduce to you the speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise the Lord. As she comes forth to minister the word of God, let us pray for her and along with her. God bless you, Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for then coming and for everyone on this line. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your goodness, for your mercy, for how you blessed us on this day. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray that you will have your way, that you will sing your word, and let some soul be blessed, saved, healed, forgiven, and delivered in the name of Jesus. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Peace the Lord.
Amen.
For coming, being able to come before you once again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Word of God, namely the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And we're going to begin reading with verse 27. Very familiar passages of scripture, but we can always get something from the Word of God. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And also going over to the book of Psalms, the 51st number of Psalms, and beginning with verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy true spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. And my topic tonight, praise the Lord, the title is Lord, Renew Our Strength, and the theme, So We Can Endure. So we can endure. We are living in trying times now, the people of God, and everyone that named the name of Christ is going through something down here. We are being tested on every side. We're going through different things that we never expected would come up in our lives or anything that would confront us in the way that it has confronted us. But we know that we must go before the Lord and ask the Lord to renew our strength, to make us strong. And I believe strength is the quality of being strong. Glory to God. So we need to ask God to renew our strength. The Bible says the outward man, though the outward man perish, the inner man is renewed day by day. So day by day, we are renewed in the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. We're living in this time when we have to deny ourselves, seek the Lord, pray, and give ourselves to the Word of God and to prayer and fasting. and God will come to our rescue. He will deliver us. I don't care what is going on in our lives. If we pray and give it to the Lord, just take it to the Lord. The Bible said, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will keep you. All you have to do is just cast that burden on the Lord. Glory to God. But many times we cast it, instead of casting it on the Lord, we carry it. We hold on to it when we don't even have to. All we need to do is just throw it on the Lord and let him pick it out. Songwriter said, turn it over to Jesus. He can work it out. Glory to God. I tried him, and I know for myself that God can work it out. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what is going on in your life. My God can fix it for you. My God can work it out. And my God can come and renew your glory to God so we can endure, so we can stand fast and hold on to that liberty which Christ has made us free, so we don't have to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but we can stand, we can hold fast to the word of God and to sound words, not fables. Glory to God. People have so many fables and lies and everything else that is not of God going on. And Satan wants to sap your strength, take your strength from you because you're going through these things. But the Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Glory to God, we can walk and not faint, but we got to stay right there and wait upon the Lord, and the Lord shall. He didn't say might. He didn't say maybe, but he said shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Even the youth, you can look around in the world and see how the youth have fallen. But if they will just give themselves to the Lord and wait on the Lord, God can work it out for them. He can renew their strength. He can bring them back unto him. The psalmist said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Glory to God. Sometimes we go in the way of error, and sometimes we sin against God, and we have to go back before the Lord and ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And sometimes we have to ask the Lord to cast not away from that presence. Don't cast me away from your presence. I want to be saved. We got to let the Lord know that we want to be saved. Let him know that we want strength. And let him know that you're willing to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow Jesus. And he will do the work for you. He'll stop by and he will renew your strength. Glory to God. God is a way maker. He's a door opener. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. I don't care what the temptation is. Glory to God. But the Bible said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, meaning that many testing trials is going to come, and you're going to fall into that temptation, not meaning to walk into it, but you're going to accidentally fall into that temptation. Mm-hmm. But the Bible said, count it all joy. He didn't say throw in the towel. He didn't say give up. He didn't say let go of God. But he said, count it, consider it all joy. And God will make the way for you. God will take you. He'll help you. He'll give you strength in the time of weakness. He'll make you strong where you're weak. Glory to God, it feel like you have no strength and you can't go any further. Glory to God. Sometimes you have to go before God and say, God, cast away from you all your transgressions. You have to ask God to cast those transgressions away from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind got to be renewed. We got to be renewed every now and then. As I stated, we have to die daily. That inward man is renewed day by day. Glory to God. The Bible says, yay, we are killed all the day long for the sake of Christ. But the Lord, he will stop by. He'll give you strength, and he will renew your strength in the time of weakness. He'll fix it for you. He'll make the way for you that you may be able to bear it. Glory to God. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, the Bible said, for which cause we faint not. Glory to God. Although man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 4:23, the word of God said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You have to get your mind renewed every now and then, because Satan will bring all kinds of trash to your mind. He wants you to think on these things of the world. But the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. People are going for it now. Everything they see somebody else has, they want it. They cover their neighbors' gifts. They cover their neighbors' cars and houses, clothes, whatever they had, and it seems like they are progressing. But the Bible tells us to fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down and wither as the green herb. So don't worry about what's going on with them. Seek the Lord for yourself for more strength and more power. Go before the Lord and wait on him and pray and ask God to give you strength where you're weak, because we need to be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Not a weakly, but strong in the Lord. Take faith like a man. We have to dive and go forward and fight the devil. We can't just sit down and say yes to the devil, but we got to get up and fight and say no to the devil and let him know, no, I'm not going your way. I'm going the way of the Lord. The Bible said there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You don't want to go that way because it's going to lead you to death. But if you go God's way, it's going to lead you to life everlasting. Hallelujah. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to go God's way because I know that's the only way. That's the right way. Hallelujah. Any other way just won't work. It's not going to work out. It's going to cause you trouble. And God knows, man is born of a woman is of full of trouble. So much trouble everywhere. All in the land. Hallelujah. Trouble in the household. Trouble in the White House. Trouble on the job. Trouble in the street. Trouble in the school. Trouble is everywhere. Glory to God. But we got to keep our minds on the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Hallelujah. And he shall. our God. The Bible says, cast away from you all your transgressions. This is in Ezekiel 18 and 31. Praise the Lord, whereby ye have transgressed and make you a clean heart and renew a new spirit. You got to get a new same old spirit, but you got to get a new spirit in Christ. For why will ye die? Glory to God. Some people don't care. They don't even care if they die outside of Christ. But you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, so much so that you reject the things of the world and what Satan is doing and saying to cause you to lose strength or to turn around. Reject it. Take God at his word. Take the word of God and do what thus saith the Lord through the word of God. Glory to God. I know God is able to take you through, and I know he's able to renew you in the spirit of your mind, because that's the kind of God we serve. It's not by our work of righteousness, nothing that we have done, but according to his mercy, he has by the washing of regeneration and renewing. God did this through renewing us. And we know that whatever we're going through, God is able to renew us so that we can endure. The Bible said the race is not given to the strong. The battle is not given to the strong, but to him that shall endure unto the end. So that's why we ask the Lord to renew our strength, so we can endure this way down here, because we are living in very trying times, and Satan has pulled out all kinds of stops. He's throwing everything at the people of God. Glory to God. He's shooting his fiery dart. He has pulled out his sword against the people of God. But the God that we serve is a mighty God, and he holds all power of the world in his hands. So let us look to God and trust in him and take him at his word. Lord, renew our strength. All of us, we got to be renewed sometime. I don't care how long you've been over here on the Lord's side. You could have been here 20, 50, 30 years. Or you could have just been here a week or a month. But we still have to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. So we thank God for the word on tonight. And now at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer, because somebody might need strength. Somebody might be weak. Somebody might want to be saved. And we want to remember the name that is on the prayer list. Somebody want to make a change, and somebody want to be saved. Praise the Lord. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord as we pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence, asking that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy. And we pray that you look on our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Oh, my God, we pray that you will cleanse us from the inside out. Make us ever with whole. Move everything that is not like you, everything that is contrary to thy will. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch and bless us tonight. Strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Help us to stand and to go through our tests and trials. Help us to go before your presence, seeking you, O Lord, denying ourselves, praying and crying in the name of Jesus, that we may be renewed. We want to endure, O Lord, unto the end. We want to be saved, O Lord. We want to make it into that kingdom. Help us tonight, O Lord. Bless us in a special way. Look on your people everywhere, O Lord. Those that want to be saved, somebody want to do us right, passion and with mercy. And I ask that you touch them in a special way. Touch their hearts. hearts and minds. Oh, my God, help them, oh, Lord, to give themselves unto thee, oh, Lord. We know you're able tonight. We pray that you will bless in a special way. Oh, my God, take full control in the name of Jesus. Quicken, oh, Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies. Make us ever in hope. Renew that spirit in us. Help us, oh, Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Move, Lord, by thy spirit. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the spirit of God be there. Bless us and cause thy face to shine upon us. Look upon every soul that is listening on every prayer list. We pray that you will touch them, strengthen them, encourage them, help them to stand and to go through, heal their sensitive bodies, say to the uttermost, blot out of transgressions in the name of Jesus. Be merciful tonight, oh Lord. Help somebody to give themselves unto you. Oh my God, pray that you look on the youth, oh Lord. Give them a mind, oh Lord, to seek your face and turn from their ways. Help them to seek you, oh Lord. Help them to call upon thy name that they may be saved, oh Lord. Teach them, oh Lord, thy way. Oh my God, raise them up in the way of righteousness. Help them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And those that are in an unsuitable environment, we pray that you will bless them and place them, oh Lord, in the place where there's love and kindness and where the word of God is being taught and preached. We pray that you will bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, oh my God, we know that you're able to touch and heal them and raise them up and put them back on their feet again. Lord, we're trusting in you. We're looking to you, taking you at your word. You said in your word, with your stripes we are here, and we believe you. We take you at your word. And those that don't know you, a pardon of their sins, we pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Say to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost, touch them, oh Lord, so much so, Lord, till they fall out with their ways and give their life unto you. Calling on your name, giving up the world and the worldly ways in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I pray that you move on that soul that has turned and gone backward. I pray that you touch their mind. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Say, Jesus, give them a mind to come back to you before it's too late, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you have mercy on them, that you will save them to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, I pray that you look on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Bless them, oh Lord. Have your way and let your will be done. Manifest yourself. Oh, my God, prove yourself. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to see you do your will and please you in every way. And we thank you, O Lord. We thank you for your love and mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for salvation.
1 minute remaining.
We thank you, Lord. You've been good to us. You've been merciful unto us. We give praise and glory and honor unto thy name. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. You've been so good to us. You are a merciful God. Oh, my God, we don't deserve your goodness. We don't deserve your mercy. But you and your infinite love, you have shined down on us with thy compassion. We thank you for what you've done. We thank God you continue to bless us. Oh, my God. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch and bless your people. Give them strength where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help, Lord Jesus. Help, Lord.
Help, Lord.
We know you're able, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We need you, oh Lord, to lead us, Lord, to guide and
direct our path. We need you, oh Lord. We're coming to you, Lord. We're entreating you, Lord, to come by here, to pour us out a blessing, to send your anointing, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray that you look on the prayer mission, that you will bless, that you will have mercy. Let your will go forward in the name of Jesus. Help us today, oh Lord. Work it out for us, oh Lord. You know the situation. You know all about it, oh Lord. Fix it for us, Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. We know you're able, and we believe you and take you at your word. And we say thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how you blessed us. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for giving them a mind to be obedient to the heavenly voice. Thank you today, Lord. Look on them one by one, name by name. Continue to bless and go with them. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors for them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know the desires of their heart. We are seeking to please you and to do your will. And we thank you, oh Lord. We praise
you. Thank you, Lord.
We praise thy holy name. And we glorify thy name. In the name of Jesus, continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will continue to give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful message, very encouraging message. Lord, renew our strength. We need strength, especially now. We've been tried on every side, and we need the Lord to strengthen us. We can't make it without the Lord, and we need to ask God to renew a right spirit within us. God will, he is God. He can do everything. So we can go to the Lord, and we can get that strength that we need. And he brought out the scriptures in Isaiah, how the Lord will renew our strength if we wait patiently on him. We just have to wait on the Lord. We can mount up with wings as eagles. We can run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We just have to trust in the Lord. I truly enjoyed that message coming through Evangelist May, and I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you and to speak through you. And at this time, we give way that you may give remarks, that our clergy on the broadcast may give remarks if you so desire. God bless.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. And she was saying, Lord, renew our strength so we can endure. And this was such a beautifully encouraging message. And this is the kind of God we serve. If we wait on him, we can ask him to renew our strength, and he'll give us strength anew. And we all need a renewing from time to time so that we can endure. Even as she was talking about, you know, us falling into those diverse temptations, we can ask God to renew us. And he'll do it so that we can continue on, so that we can endure. I enjoy the word of God and also the prayer and say the thanks, but keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any other remarks? If not, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord, Evangelist, on the line. We thank God for everyone else that is on the line. And we ask that you pray, continue to pray for us, that the will of God be done in my life. If that's all,
just brings the broadcast to a close. And I want to say before I close out, I want to send a shout out to Christian Temple, who has been in existence for 60 years now. And we have been celebrating and giving God praise for what he has done and for how he has brought us this far. Now, we thank God. I haven't been there 60 years, but I thank God for the time that I have been there, and the Lord has blessed us. And we are encouraged through the service, through everything that was said and done to the glory and honor of God. And I want to say, if you'd like to visit with us, we are located at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And if you'd like to stop by, we have service. On Wednesday, we had a prayer, 6 p.m. We are in prayer. And then on Sunday at 12 o'clock, we are there in regular service. So feel free to stop by if you're in the area. And we thank you. God bless you. And that's it. This brings the broadcast to a close. We look forward to being back again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.
Madness, maybe before you close out, I just want to say, Brother Muhammad, he's on the line, and he's asking for continued prayers.
Okay. Thank the Lord. We can pray right now. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Pray that you look on Brother Muhammad. We pray that you continue to keep him with a mind, Lord, to want to serve you in a mind, want to do what's right.
Yes,
we pray that you will bless him in a special way. Send your deliverance, oh Lord. Encourage his heart some more, Lord. Bless him with the things that he had need of. Make a way for him, oh Lord. We know thou art a way maker. We are trusting in you and taking you at your word. And we believe you and we count it done. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. We bless your holy name, Lord. We believe you today. Pray that you continue to bless and go with him and stand by him. Ever keep him, O Lord. Surround him with your mercy and your love. And we will continue to give our name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for Brother Mohammed being on the line. That's wonderful. Thank God. You know, God's got a way. So you keep looking to the Lord and trusting in him, and God will make a way. Glory to God. Whatever his will is, God will fix it. So we're going to keep looking to him because we believe him. Thank the Lord for you. Is there anything else? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We will be back Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Lord's will. Feel free to tune in again. Good night.